Well, this morning I'm joined by our friend Anthony Lococo from the Institute for Reforming Government. He is their chief legal counsel. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you're not so great. We were just commiserating about snow. And you know, I didn't even ask you. I mean, obviously, we have you beat 4 inches up here. But what kind of snow did you get down there?
You know, we're wimps down in the southeast. It wasn't really even sticking in my area, but I was more concerned about the damage it was going to do to the buds that were already coming out on the trees.
Oh, always thinking about the environment. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm going to arrange to have a case of Kleenex sent to you, though, because it appears that really upset you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'd appreciate that.
Well, you joined me last week, and we had intended on talking, at least in part, on talking about the wolf management decisions of the Department of Natural Resources, and didn't get an opportunity to do so. So today's the day, and I'm delighted to hear that there is an organization like yours that is looking out for, anything that supports hunters' rights, and I mean, I think it goes beyond hunters' rights. It goes it actually goes to protecting, the people's farms and their livestock in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. This is a huge issue that's being ignored, I think, in a lot of quarters. You know, we have a sizable gray wolf population in the northern half of Wisconsin. And how to manage that population has always been controversial in the state. Some people love gray wolves. They view them as majestic animals. Other people are concerned about the negative effect that wolves can have on livestock and pets and the deer population, the elk population. So because, you know, of this controversy, it's really important that Wisconsin reach a management policy in a democratic fashion, small d, and transparently. And unfortunately, that's not what's happening right now. We've had a numeric wolf population goal of 350 wolves for decades in Wisconsin. That's sort of been settled policy. That's how many wolves we should have in the state. And the Department of Natural Resources has done a really bad job of sticking to that goal. The gray wolf population has ballooned to up to 1,200 wolves or more in recent years, three times the goal. And that's had a devastating effect on farms, on livestock. In 2021, we had the highest level of verified wolf depredations on farms in modern Wisconsin history. The state's paid over $1 million in damages to Wisconsinites since just 2016 for dead, injured, or missing livestock and pet dogs. Wisconsinites can reasonably ask themselves, well, what's DNR doing to fix this problem? And unfortunately, DNR recently announced in the fall of last year that rather than solve this problem, they're just getting rid of any numeric wolf population goal. They're getting rid of the 350 wolf goal. They're not going to have one going forward. And they're just going to sort of decide for themselves how many wolves should be in Wisconsin on a rolling basis. That's extremely concerning. And I think Wisconsinites are right to ask what effect that's going to have on the state.
Well, I guess that's one way of not being held accountable, I guess, is just eliminate any standards. You know, what's the argument? I mean, to be a devil's advocate, what's the argument against what we are asking the DNR to do?
Well, you know, so my group, Institute for Reforming Government, has put out a document that lists 10 questions for DNR. And you know, this is part of the oversight function that we're calling for, is just having DNR answer these questions. And one of our questions is exactly what you just asked. Why? Why are you eliminating a numeric wolf population goal? Because I have read their report. You know, it's over 100 pages. I've read it cover to cover, and it's really unclear why they're getting rid of the numeric wolf population goal. There's a lot of word salad in there. You know, they talk about, well, it can unnecessarily restrict our decision-making. and things like that. But it's sort of vague and high level. And you know, my question is, are you getting rid of the goal because you were either unable or unwilling to stick to the goal? You know, you referenced just a little bit ago, that's one way to avoid accountability. And that's my fear is, rather than do what it takes to bring the wolf population back in check, for example, allowing a wolf hunt with a larger quota, for example, they're just saying we're not going to have a numeric goal going forward. So I guess the short answer to your question is you have to ask DNR because I don't know what their reason is.
Well, I'll just answer my own question. It's to appease Tony Evers' political allies. I mean, I'll just go out on a limb and say that. I mean, it's animal rights activists, and I find it to be ironic. But this is how the left operates: is that so? Which animal rights are these people more in favor of, the wolves or the livestock? That's actually also an animal, and even pet owners. I mean, those are all animals. So I think it's a lame argument that they use, that they're trying to defend their almighty wolf. But I don't understand why they wouldn't view this as, I mean, in a way, this is kind of a threat to the security of farmers and farmers' livelihoods here in Wisconsin.
Right. I think that there's just this contingent out there of environmentalists who are unwilling to take even modest steps towards managing the wolf population the same way other species are managed. And it's turned into this political issue, and government officials are unwilling to stand up and do what's right for the state. And I'll just say on the other side of the ledger, you know, I've spoken with hunters, and it's not like there's some visceral hatred of the wolf. I mean, it's not some attempt to exterminate the gray wolf from the state. What's being asked is a reasonable request for better management of the wolf population. Let's get it closer to the goal that we've had for two decades. Yes, absolutely have gray wolves in the state, but have them at a manageable level so there's not quite such a dramatic effect on our livestock populations. There's not quite so dramatic of a need to pay out damages to hardworking Wisconsinites who are losing their livelihoods because this gray wolf population is, frankly, not in control. So, you know, I think you've got reasonable requests being made by hunters and farmers. And to date, DNR hasn't really answered the questions it needs to answer about why it's making such a seismic shift in its policy.
So what can we do as concerned citizens here in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a great question. DNR has released its draft management plan, and in a few months, sometime later this summer, early fall, it's going to be releasing its final plan. And at that point, I think there's going to be another round of input from groups like the Natural Resources Board, and I'm hoping the legislature will hold hearings. So that would definitely be the time for Wisconsinites to speak up and let their representatives know that they want an actual wolf management plan and not simply a huge transfer of authority to the Department of Natural Resources to do whatever it wants.
So I got to ask this question too, is if we had a Republican governor, could the governor make some changes?
I think the short answer is yes. So there's actually a bill circulating right now that was introduced by Senator Stafshult that would require the Department of Natural Resources to set a numeric wolf population goal. The legislature and a governor could go beyond that. They could also, you know, enact other requirements on DNR when formulating wolf management policy. You know, in my estimation right now, DNR has a huge amount of authority, really unconstrained, to set wolf management policy, and a legislature and governor could come in and set some guardrails. So my hope is that, you know, at sometime in the future that'll occur, but unfortunately, it's unlikely at present.
So we need to get a hold of our legislators to begin with, anyway, to encourage them to either sign on to this bill or, I mean, are there any other options for us?
I think citizen engagement is number one. Look, I mean, the people in Madison and Milwaukee don't have to deal with this problem. They're fine voting for huge wolf populations in the state because they don't have to go outside and contend with wolves on their property. So I think people in the northern half of the state need to make themselves heard on this issue, you know, whatever way that they can.
Well, Anthony Lococo, thanks again for joining me. Anthony is the chief legal counsel and director of oversight for the Institute for Reforming Government. How can our listeners learn more about your organization, Anthony?
Feel free to go onto our website, reforminggovernment.org. We've got a lot of information up there on the issues we're working on, including the wolf management issue.
Thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Always a delight to speak with you. Good luck with the snow clearing today.
Thanks very much. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. We'll talk soon. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.